Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. In July 2018, the California Legislature approved $37 million in funds to support a statewide prison-to-employment initiative. The Workforce Development Board has been successful in securing a planning grant for the Ventura County area to serve justice-involved individuals and help them to the labor force. Here to talk about this program and how it will work are Anthony, is it Mirrorless?
Morales.
Yeah.
That was close.
Yeah, it's close.
Okay. Anthony, I got right, though. Totally down.
Patrick
Newbern, how are you, Patrick?
Good morning. Great to be here.
And this is a fabulous topic because, you know, everybody incarceration. But then what? And that's always a big part of the deal and the rehab and all of that. So, Patrick, let's start with you. How much money will be available to support Ventura County programs, and how is that going to work?
Well, that's a good question, and so the $37 million that the governor's budget, which was just approved, will be spread over 3 years. This prison-to-employment initiative is broken into this first grant, which is to plan how we're going to help reduce recidivism and increase employment. So Ventura received just under $50,000 to write a plan. And so the idea is to bring together a variety of businesses, community-based organizations, work with the America's Job Center, work with reentry service providers, bring together parole and probation departments to have a seamless integrated services. And so the next round of grants that goes beyond this, and we'll probably get two more grants, will actually be to enroll people into direct services where we actually provide the employment services. We provide supportive services such as clothing, housing, transportation to help them, in addition to working with job placement and job preparation.
Anthony, as I understand, Local 585 has been working with justice-involved employment programs for quite some time. What are some of the less obvious hurdles these individuals must contend with to re-enter the workforce?
Well, I think Patrick addressed some of those issues, and what we've found out is the transportation issue, the housing issue of where these individuals are going to stay. And then the most important thing is they got to want to show up for work. Show up for work every day, you know, put a good hard day's work of pay in there, and then just come back again the next day, because sometimes they'll work one day and then they'll realize, oh, this is too hard for me. But then other individuals will continue to work there, and the employers will work with them and understand the need, the hassles that they have.
And one of the things is developing a habit. And realizing that this is a good thing, this is something I can totally handle, but is really off their radar for what life they've led previous.
Exactly.
So developing that habit is really important. Patrick, back to you. What will be the role of the Workforce Board in this grant?
Well, the beauty of the Workforce Development Board is that we have existing successful partnerships already, and we look to convene and connect those partnerships in a more regional approach than we've done in the past. So the idea here is to form a partnership with a variety of businesses, community-based organizations, government agencies, nonprofits, and stand up and support the work that's already being done. So our work will be initially here to research, to develop these partnerships, and to plan a process. So step one is the planning. Step two will be actually implementing. So this idea of having a long-term vision to create partnerships and build capacity, the common goal is simply this. We want to reduce recidivism, we want to improve public safety, and we want to return economic benefits to the individuals, families, and to the community.
Anthony, this is really important here. What can you share with employers about the success in hiring justice-involved individuals? Because a lot of people, you can just feel them back off when they hear this. So let's talk about some of the good things.
Well, once the individual gets to work, they see how much of a good worker they are, and then they realize that you know, whatever happened in the past was a past, and this is a second chance for the individual. So, for instance, we had one individual. He got hired on with the fires with us. We put him through some training. He helped with the cleanup of the fires. He came back to us. We put him into our apprenticeship program, and then we sent him out to one of our plumbing contractors. And now he's working as a laborer there, and he's been working all summer on different schools. Individual success, he's bought a car now. He gets to work. So he showed that he wanted to work. And so what's happened at the same time with another individual, and so that was a STEPS program that we had previously working with the Workforce Development Board. We've also had other programs in Los Angeles, which we hope to duplicate here, where there was a woman. She had been a drug user, and she was in and out of jail for 10 years. She came out. She worked on the 405 freeway. And then from there, she was working the water truck. She ended up buying a water truck. She ended up creating her own company. Now she's successful, and she's one of our big successes down in L.A., which we hope to duplicate that here.
Boy, see what can happen. This is great. Great to hear. Now, Patrick, we've heard of prison-to-employment programs in the past. Why is this one different?
Well, the Workforce Development Board has received in the past, recent past, about four different grants. We're not looking to stand up a new kind of program. With this Prison to Employment Initiative, what we want to do is support community-based organizations and businesses in the work that's already being done. We're taking a regional approach. So although we've had previous grants, and one of the best success has been the STEPS program that Anthony referred to. STEPS has been an extremely good model, and it may be something that we can support in the future. The other grant that we had received created what was called Bridges to Work, and that's where we worked with convicted felons that were still incarcerated, and we were preparing them for work, preparing them with soft skills, preparing them with resumes, job activities, so that they, when they were released, they'd be ready to go. So that was a good one. But this current one that we're getting ready to plan is to build these collaborations with community-based organizations, with business, with government agencies, with law enforcement, and have a regional plan of how we're going to do this and support it for the long haul.
Now let's go with the final question here, and Anthony, we're going to go to you first. How can employers and justice-involved individuals, if they're interested in, how do they get in touch with you or somebody that can help them get into the program?
Well, they can give Patrick a call. I could give you his phone number. His phone number is 805-477-5470. And if not, they can call our union hall, and it's 805-643-5487. And then we can push them in the right direction.
And today is the birthday of the 40-hour work week, which was really brought in by unions.
By the unions, exactly.
Unions are the ones that made that happen. This is the official birthday of that. So congratulations on the work you do and the great jobs that you provide for people that are actually careers. What do you think about that participation? What would you say to people to get them into this program, especially somebody out there that might be sad and they think, I committed this crime, I did my time, now what? How do you draw them in?
Well, the best way that we have here in Ventura County is we have a wonderful job center called America's Job Center of California. We have two locations, one in Oxnard, one in Simi Valley. And these are free for people to come in, use our facilities, and seek direct services in career. The other thing that's important to note is we want to invite businesses to the table. They're the ones that have to drive this. They're the ones who have the needs. They're the ones who determine what jobs exist, what do we need, and they will tell us what to do. So we want to invite businesses to contact our America's Job Center of California as well. There may be community-based partnerships out there that already exist, faith-based organizations. We want them to contact us as well because it's all part of the discussion. We want to have this regional approach. So the America's Job Center phone number is 805 204 5186. That's 204-5186.
And when you look at the price and the cost of incarceration against somebody getting back into the workforce and doing what every man and woman want to do with their lives, this is a great program that we should really, really put some energy behind.
Absolutely.
Wonderful
work. More and more people are being released because of drug convictions being overturned and released. We're not talking about violent or sexual predators. We're talking about people who have paid their debt. They're coming into our community, and we need to help them.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much, Patrick Newbern, Workforce Development Board Administration Manager, and Anthony Morales, President and Business Representative for the Laborers International Union of North America, that's Local 585, and Workforce Development Board Member, along with the Clean Green Business Committee Chair. Nice work you're doing. Thank you very much. Here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. Learn more about the Prison to Employment Program on the Workforce Development Board. Go to their website at WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.